Hi, I'm Nicole, and I'm going to be asking about 15 questions. So, number one, what's your favourite sport? Number two, how long have you been in the detention? Number three, how did you end up in the detention centre? What gives you hope? If you could go to another country, which one would you go to? What's your favourite singer? What's your favourite animal? If you could be anyone, who would you be? Do you agree with the laws? What's the biggest difference from where you are from and here? Have you ever watched Toy Story? Do you appreciate nature? What's the most beautiful place you know? Have you heard of Beyoncé?
So anyway, yeah, I was saying, yeah, that I went to school here, yeah, and I went to school from year 10, yeah, so, and I went for, like, I went to school from year 10 until, like, sixth form, you see what I'm saying? So, I would have thought, and, yeah, I got all my family are British, born British, you see, I was adopted by a British born citizen, yeah, he married my mum as soon as we came over, you see what I'm saying, yeah, so, my mom is British. Everyone in my family is British, yeah. But because I'm on that age right now that I could do everything for myself, they quit to deport me. But they don't take into consideration my rights to have a family life, my rights to be with my family. You see what I'm saying? You can't send somebody back to a country, for example, that he never been there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't grow up where I come from. I didn't grow up there, so I don't know what out there is like anymore. You see what I'm saying? All I know is Britain. You know what I'm saying? You know, sadly, but really, but all I know is Britain. You know, yeah, Britain's not a bad place. You see what I'm saying? But it's not the best place. You see, there are better places out there. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, a word of advice, yeah, for people in here, yeah, don't put all your eggs in one basket, yeah, when it comes to this country. Yeah, because this country will mess you up. You see what I'm saying? Even if you play, if you play your part by paying your taxes, by paying all that, at the end of the day, they're gonna turn around and mess your life up. You see what I'm saying? I mean, come on, yeah. I committed a crime. Yeah, yeah, and they gave me 7 years. Yeah, I ended up doing 3.5. Yeah, after I finished my sentence, yeah, of 3.5 years. Yeah, they said to me that they were gonna release me into this place. How are you gonna release somebody into jail? I mean, what kind of business is that? How are you gonna release somebody into jail? You're not releasing me. You're putting me into further imprisonment. You see what I'm saying? Because you got the right to do it. You see what I'm saying? Because they have the right to do it. Because the Home Office has the right to do it. You see? You know what I mean? I would have thought that after I served my time, yeah, you would have just given me like a slap on my hand, you know what I'm saying? Or make me serve the whole thing and then let me go on with my life. You see what I'm saying? So I might as well serve the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Because when I got released from here, yeah, 2 years ago, and I was out there 2 years ago, like I said, yeah. I kept my nose down, everything, you know. I didn't commit no crime. I never came to the attention of the police. Even though before that, before I went to jail, yeah, yes, I was a drug dealer. Yes, I was on that sort of business. You see what I'm saying? Because I didn't know any better. I was hanging around with the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? But I learned better. So in a way, I am glad that I went to jail. You see what I'm saying? Because jail made me see another perspective to life. You see what I'm saying? Certain people need that mad kick in your ass. You know what I'm saying? To make you see things properly. You see what I'm saying? So obviously, you know, I was raised by my mom, but my mom didn't really give me them that attitude. You see what I'm saying? The attitude that a dad will give. You see what I'm saying? So obviously I went mad and started doing the stupidest things, you see what I'm saying? And I was a drug dealer and all this and that. So I went to jail, yeah? And I came out and then they put me here. I was here for almost a year and a bit after I finished my 3.5 in jail. They put me here. I was sitting in here for almost a year. You know? So imagine that. Imagine me thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna get released. You know, this is me now, you know, released after 3.5 years. Yeah, no, it wasn't even like that. Because I came back, they put me in here.